This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Did you notice when the sun came out?
And it shone through Jack's window. Wasn't it beautiful?
It looks at its best at this time of year, when the sun's low in the sky.
Must bring back memories.
Of course.
Especially today.
Though as Alan was speaking about the First World War, I was remembering the Second, when I met my first Jack.
Of course.
It was 70 years ago when he was demobbed.
And you moved to Ambridge.
And what a shock that was.
I remember you saying.
Fields and trees and clean air. About as different from the East End as it's possible to get.
Good morning.
Oh, Linda.
Beautiful service, wasn't it? So moving.
You're back.
And how is Coriander, was it, who had the accident?
Ah, still rather immobile, poor dear. But her partner's back home now, so Robert and I are off the hook.
So you've been looking after your little grandson all this time?
Not so little anymore. Oscar is 7.
Oh, is he really? How time flies.
And of course he'd been promised the trip of a lifetime, so whatever diversions Robert and I devised for him over half term clearly did not match up to his dream of New York.
Oh dear.
And he's such a little bundle of energy, it's exhausting just trying to keep up with him. Still, no rest for the wicked. I have to plunge straight into rehearsals for the Christmas show.
That's still going ahead, is it?
Of course it is. Oh, and happy birthday, Peggy.
Oh, how kind of you to remember.
92 today.
You don't look a day over 75.
And one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Oh, you've had enough of Daddy's singing, have you? Well, you have a little doze then, and I'll talk to your grandfather.
Tony?
What?
Oh, I wish they'd turn this wretched music off. Had quite enough of Buddy Holly for one afternoon.
Tony, I need to talk to you. I'm moving at the end of the week.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't think you had to leave Blossom Hill until December.
I don't, but I found a new place with vacant possession, and since my current landlady seems so keen to get rid of me, there's really no point in my hanging about.
Oh. Where are you moving to?
Not very far. Just out on the Edgeley Road. It's an executive apartment.
Executive apartment?
Yes, and considerably better appointed than Blossom Hill Cottage.
Really?
And rather more in keeping with my status as Damara's estates manager.
I see.
Also, Tony, since I'm starting work this week, Wednesday access is going to be difficult
for me. Now, Rob, we've already had this discussion.
I know.
And nothing's changed.
It's just this coming week.
If you want to continue having contact with Jack, you'll have to arrange your work commitments around it.
If you'll just let me finish... Oh, hello, little one. Well, you decided not to have a nap after all, have you? Well, what should we do next, Shall I read you a story?
She'll be down in a minute, Kate. She was just having a nap.
Yeah, she knew I was coming.
Oh, yeah?
She rang me twice this morning to remind me.
Well, it's just that we only got back last night after a tiring 3 weeks of looking after our grandson. He's 7.
Oh, you poor things. What? Boys that age, utterly exhausting. You have to take them out for a run twice a day like dogs.
Kate, I'm so sorry. I was just doing some last-minute tweaks to the script and I must have nodded off.
The script?
Of Mother Goose.
Ah.
Cup of tea, anyone?
Later, I think.
Right, I'll leave you to it.
So, tell me, how have you got on? Have you got a full cast now? Alice was keeping me up to date by text, but she's gone rather quiet this past week.
Yeah, we've rather hit a brick wall, I'm afraid.
In what way?
It was going all right. We had quite a few performers lined up and lots of kids for the Gooseland scenes. And then suddenly, people started dropping out.
Dropping out?
Basically, well, we've come to the conclusion that we simply can't cast Mother Goose.
What?
We think it would make much more sense to do a talent show instead.
Now, let's put you back in your buggy, I know, darling, I know. Don't want me to go, do you? But needs must, I'm afraid. And I shall see you again very soon.
About Wednesday, Rob.
What?
You said there was some sort of problem.
There was a problem, yes. But since you made it clear the other week that you have absolutely no intention of lifting a finger to help accommodate my needs, I've had my morning meeting moved.
So you'll be here on Wednesday morning?
At 8:30.
What?
8:30 in the morning.
But that's no good.
Why not?
The tea room's not even open at that time.
Oh, dear. Well, you'll have to make other arrangements, won't you?
Oh, for heaven's sake!
And I hate to remind you of this, but we have got another hearing coming up.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you wouldn't want the court to get the impression you were being obstructive, now would you? Bye-bye. See you very soon.
But what do you expect me to do?
Not my problem.
Yes, yes, we held auditions. Well, one open audition, but it was a bit of a disaster because hardly anyone came in the first place. And then Rob Titchener showed up.
Oh, no.
Which meant that everyone else walked out.
Well, why didn't you just tell him he couldn't be in it?
Well, sorry, Linda, I wasn't actually there.
You weren't there?
No, I was in the village trying to drum people up to come and audition. I left Alice in charge and she obviously didn't handle the situation very diplomatically.
Dear.
I know I should have made more of an effort, but I didn't realise you were going to be away for 3 whole weeks.
I'm sure I told you.
And my diary was already full, so I'm afraid I've simply had to delegate a lot of the legwork to Alice. And, well, I'm sure she's tried her best.
Did you approach Kenton?
No joy with Kenton, I'm afraid.
But, Kate, I really need him. He was one of the reasons I chose Mother Goose, because I knew he'd make the perfect day.
Yeah, he would, wouldn't he? But he really dug his heels in. I was going to give it another try last week, but he took off on some jolly with Jolene.
What? He's gone away?
No, he's back now, so if you want to have another go.
Oh, what about the Grundys?
Ah,
I've got Eddie down for one of the Squire's men, Kate. I did suggest him and Neil, didn't I? As a pair of comedy bailiffs.
Sorry, Linda.
What?
No Grundys.
No Grundys? None at all?
We had Clary, Joe and Kira signed up too, but then Eddie heard you'd chosen to do Mother Goose.
Yes, and?
He seems to have formed the impression that it's intended as some kind of promotional event for Fairbrother Geese.
What?
I know, it's ridiculous. Particularly as Rex and Toby aren't even going to be in it, which is a real shame, because Toby turned up in a goose costume at Halloween, called himself Ganderman, so Alice thought he'd be perfect casting for Priscilla the Goose.
Oh, really?
It's not even as if he's busy. You know, Rex sacked him from their business.
Good heavens.
For being unreliable.
Well, it's probably a good thing that he didn't sign up for the show, then.
Why?
If even his own brother can't work with him, it does indicate a level of irresponsibility. That is, I am afraid, completely unacceptable in the theatre.
Yeah.
So who have you got?
Well,
what about Susan?
Susan. I think she took offence at something. I should have warned Alice. I suspect she was less than complimentary about Susan's performance in Calendar Girls.
Well, she was wonderful in Calendar Girls.
And suggested she should play Esmeralda the Old Crone.
What old crone?
And Susan took offence.
There's no old crone in Mother Goose.
Well, that's another thing, Linda. We didn't have your script. We were having to work with some version Alice downloaded from the internet, and there was definitely an old crone in that.
But Susan, of all people.
I know.
Thought at least I could rely on her.
Anyway, Alice and I went through who we'd got, and the only person we had who could possibly play Mother Goose was Nathan Booth.
Nathan Booth? Oh, Kate, don't be ridiculous.
And that's when we thought we should just settle for doing a talent show instead.
He accused you of being uncooperative.
Oh, you remember what he was like when he had custody of Henry?
I do indeed.
Wouldn't give an inch.
We had this argument a couple of weeks ago and I thought he'd give in and say he couldn't make the Wednesday contact meeting this week.
No chance.
But he waited until the very last minute and announced he'd be here at 8:30 in the morning.
So what will you do?
Well, I had a word with Fallon and either she or Emma will come in specially early to open up the tea room.
Oh, that's very good of them.
Isn't it just?
This whole business of contact it. It's a nightmare.
Oh, we've got another court hearing soon. Let's hope they'll come up with some more workable arrangement. Do you think that's enough scones?
Oh, you really shouldn't have gone to all this trouble, Pat.
Oh, come on, Mum. It's not every day you're 92.
But I had the most enormous lunch at Home Farm.
Well, you don't have to eat all this lot. Tom and Johnny will polish them off.
And Henry.
But you must have a slice of birthday cake.
You've made me a cake.
Haven't you seen? Helen made it. Oh. It's on the dining room table.
With 92 candles on top.
What?
Stop it. Don't worry, Peggy. No candles. Now, I think that kettle's boiled, so I'll make the tea. Go and call everyone in, will you, Tony?
What am I going to do, Robert?
Oh, it's not that bad, sure.
It couldn't possibly be worse.
There you are. Nice, soothing cup of camomile.
All those evenings at Coriander's I spent polishing the script. I'm really rather proud of the result.
You should be.
And I thought the casting was going so well. Alice sent me all those encouraging texts. Mm,
you did say she'd gone a bit quiet.
Well, she has got a very demanding job. I was relying much more on Kate.
Not the most dependable person.
Well, she knew exactly what needed to be done. I told her.
Yeah, you're an old hand at this, Lindy. Other people don't realise the amount of cajoling and arm-twisting and flattery that goes into casting a show.
Oh, dear. I've misjudged this very badly,
now,
haven't I?
Come on, don't go blaming yourself.
Mm. What am I going to do?
A talent show?
Robert, absolutely not. I cannot bear the thought of the Button girls caterwauling their way through that wretched song from Frozen.
So, it's still going to be Mother Goose.
Well, I've lost 3 weeks rehearsal time, Robert.
Oh, you can do it.
Not without a cast.
But before Coriander had her accident, you were so looking forward to it.
And with most of my dependable troopers apparently alienated in one way or another.
So, you're just going to give up?
Well, I think on this occasion I may have to admit defeat.
You? Admit defeat? Never.
But, Robert, I can't...
There are always problems with casting, Lindy. Your shows would never get on if you weren't such a persuasive force. You can talk the most unlikely people onto the stage. You even got Justin Elliott to take part in the pageant.
He'd be perfect casting for the Demon Squire, wouldn't he?
And I bet you can talk him into it.
But I've only got 6 weeks.
What do you mean only 6 whole weeks? Come on. If anyone can do it, you can, Lindy.
Didn't hear you come in last night.
I was quite late.
Went well then, did it? With a... Who was it?
Gemma and No.
No?
Disaster. Do you want coffee?
Oh, tea, please.
Okay.
So why were you back so late?
Well... She seemed like a nice woman, a single mum, one daughter, seemed to have lots in common, plenty to talk about. Had a couple of drinks and I suggested we get something to eat and she said yes. I thought the evening went pretty well. There you go.
Thanks.
So at the end, I suggested we should meet again and she said no.
Why?
Said I really wasn't her type.
What?
I felt such a fool.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Is my understanding of women really so warped that I couldn't see she wasn't enjoying herself?
Roy, if you weren't her type, she'd have known after the first drink.
You can usually tell after about 30 seconds.
Exactly.
So, why?
I've no idea. But you mustn't go blaming yourself.
It's just so demoralising. Thought of going through it again.
Well, the more you practice, the easier it'll get. And you can't give up now.
Well, I don't see why not.
Well, look, you've got, how many more dates lined up? Oh, Rachel's on the chart for tomorrow night, and Imelda, is that on Thursday?
Yeah, well, I can always cancel.
Oh, come on, Roy, it's early days yet.
I'll wait in the car, Emma.
I won't be a minute.
Susan!
Oh, what on earth?
Oh. So glad I've caught you. Neil said you were heading over here to pick up Emma.
We're going shopping.
Oh, well, it's about the Christmas show.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, Linda, not this year.
But why ever not? You are one of my stalwarts, Susan. I rely on you absolutely. And after your triumph last year in Calendar Girls...
Well, that's not how Kate described it.
Won't you please reconsider?
To play an old crone?
No! No. How anyone could think you were old crone material is beyond me.
Morning.
Hello, Emma. No, Susan. The part I have in mind for you is Eleonora, the Queen of Gooseland.
What's this? The Christmas show.
Now, it's not a huge part, but vital. Pivotal, in fact. And it requires a particular blend of authority and glamour.
All sounds right up your street, ma'am.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, you know you want to.
And Neil said that he would take part if you would. And he is, I must confess, almost as necessary to my plans as you are.
Oh, all right then.
Oh, thank you, Susan. And Emma, I do hope that Kira and George will reconsider. I would so love them both to be part of the children's chorus. Aww. I can see it now, little Kira with a dance solo.
I'll talk to them, Linda, I promise.
Splendid. Right, first read-through will be on Friday evening. I'll confirm by email. Now I must get to work. Bye!
If you and Dad are going to be in it, I don't see why George and Kira shouldn't be. They were that disappointed when Eddie said they couldn't.
Eleonora, the Queen of Gooseland.
Glamour, she said. Be a chance to show off your new slimline figure. All that effort is really paying off.
Oh, I hope so.
Believe me, ma'am. You're going to look stunning in this family photo.
Oh, as long as I can find the right dress.
I'm sure we'll find something.
I'm a bit disappointed in your dad. He hardly seems to have lost anything.
Hasn't he?
I strongly suspect he's been scoffing pork pies when my back is turned.
Yes, yes, I do understand. But could you ask Kenton to call me just as soon as he gets back? Thank you so much.
Morning, Linda.
Ah, Roy, hello.
I'm glad to see you. We've been really short-handed over the last few weeks.
I'm so sorry to have left you in the lurch like that, but it was a family emergency.
Yep, Tash and Marlowe have both been off sick, so if you could pick up a couple of extra shifts...
Well, I do my best, Roy, but I have something of a mountain to climb picking up the pieces of the Christmas show.
Is that still happening?
Oh, yes. And I'm very much hoping that you'll be part of it.
Me?
You were such an asset to Calendar Girls last year.
Well, yeah, it's kind of you
to say,
but...
And I have the perfect part for you.
Yeah, I'm a bit tied up at the moment.
Not a big part. Very straightforward. Won't involve nearly as much work as playing John last year.
What is it?
Colin, Mother Goose's son, who falls in love with Colinette, the daughter of the demon squire.
And who's playing Colinette?
Kirsty.
Kirsty? She hadn't mentioned it to me.
Well, I haven't actually asked her yet, but I know I can rely on Kirsty.
Yeah, the thing is, Linda, I really have a lot of other stuff going on in my life right now, and my evenings are pretty much booked up for the next week or two.
But dates with young ladies can be rearranged, can't they? Whereas the Christmas show has to happen at Christmas.
Who told you?
What?
That I'm, you know, dating.
I'm sorry, I think Kate mentioned something. Was it meant to be a secret?
Well, I suppose not.
And honestly, Roy, you're just as likely to find Miss Wright by involving yourself in community activities like the play as you are by putting your faith in some dating app.
I was persuaded by Kate to take part in what she assured me was a very basic yoga class. But if that's basic, I shudder to think what they get up to in advanced classes.
Feeling a bit stiff, are you?
Oh, aching all over, darling.
Well, you relax in the sauna for a while.
I suppose I should expect it at my age. But honestly, Kirsty, my mum was 92 yesterday.
Really?
She went to church in the morning, had a slap-up lunch at Home Farm, followed by tea at Bridge Farm. Oh. Look, darling, can you let me have a towel?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks. Anyway, I popped round in the evening to drop off some presents she'd left behind. Yeah. And she was there with Christine and Jim Lloyd working their way through a bottle of claret.
Wow, she's amazing.
Makes me feel such a wimp.
Oh, come on, you're not doing badly.
Ah, two birds with one stone.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I came to see Kirsty, but since you're here as well...
Oh, look, sorry, darling, I have a pressing appointment with the sauna.
If you could just spare a couple of minutes.
Not now, Linda.
Oh, please come and find me before you go home.
All right.
I'll be on reception.
So what can I do for you, Linda?
The Christmas show.
I thought it had been cancelled.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, there was a really disastrous audition.
Yes, and had I been there, that would not have happened. But I'm back now, and I'm relying on you, Kirsty.
Why me?
After your stellar performance in Calendar Girls.
I wasn't that good.
Don't be modest. You were wonderful. And you must capitalise on that success by treading the boards again this year.
Is it still Mother Goose?
Well, it's a brand new version of Mother Goose, and I want you to play Colinette, the demon squire's daughter.
Who's playing the squire?
Justin Elliott.
Oh,
Well, I hope.
You just had to be sure it wasn't Rob Titchener.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Well, he turned up to audition.
Yes, I heard about that.
Although Justin Elliott's not much better.
What do you mean?
You know he's given Rob Titchener a job. When virtually everyone else in the village has recognised what a total scumbag the man is and completely ostracised him, Justin Elliott turns round and says, oh, well, let's let bygones be bygones.
Use it, Kirsty.
What?
Use it. Collinette, your character, feels trapped by her manipulative father, who won't allow her to marry the man she loves. So let your feelings about Justin inform your performance, thus bringing an extra level of authenticity to the role. It's what real actors do.
Oh, all right then.
Oh, thank you so much. I knew I could count on you.
Who's playing Colin?
Roy.
Roy? Isn't he a bit preoccupied with other things?
With his pursuit of the opposite sex, you mean? Oh, I think I persuaded him that that can wait.
I love the way it's cinched in at the waist.
Yes, yeah, certainly makes you look...
fat.
No, quite slim. But I don't think that colour does anything for you.
Yeah, it is a bit brighter than I would normally wear.
Makes you look very washed out.
But the photographers we're using, they'll know how to adjust the lighting, won't they? Well, they should do anyway, the amount they're charging.
Well, Kira's going to be in pink, don't forget.
Oh, you think we might clash?
We'll certainly put her in the shade.
Oh, it's a shame. I really like it.
What do you try the blue one? Similar sort of cut.
Oh, no, I don't like that neckline.
You can't tell till you've tried it. Go on, give it a go.
Oh, unzip me then. Give me the blue one.
Oh, by the way, Mem, can you take the kids to school on Wednesday morning?
Why?
I've got to open up the tea room early.
What for?
Rob Titchener.
Hey?
He's starting work this week and it's the only time he can have his contact visit with Jack.
Yes, I do understand that, but it is absolutely vital that I speak to Kenton, so when will he be back? All right, I'll try and drop in this evening. Bye for now.
Hello, Linda.
Lillian, how was your sauna?
Oh, a lifesaver, darling. I feel so much better.
Oh, you're looking quite rosy.
So, Kirsty tells me you're doing Mother Goose after all.
It was always Mother Goose, actually.
But you surely don't want me to be in it.
What makes you say that?
Well, after last year, don't think I got through Calendar Girls once without a prompt.
Yes, you did.
Or improvising wildly.
Lillian, you were wonderful, and I want you to be my good fairy.
You want me to play a fairy? I've heard of casting against type, but seriously.
Well, she's more of a fairy godmother, someone who sorts out everyone else's problems. So she needs to be quite forthright.
You mean bossy?
Commanding.
And that's me, is it?
You'd be perfect.
Oh, well, all right then.
Oh, thank you, Lillian. That's marvellous. If I could ask you one more little favour, I want to get hold of Justin.
Really?
You do still work for him, don't you?
Yes, of course. Look, it's best if I ask him to ring you.
I still prefer the green.
Oh, I think it makes me look a bit frumpy.
How can you say that, Mum? It's simple and elegant. It's the height of chic.
And green's really not my colour.
But it's such a rich, dark green. Like pine trees.
I like the blue better.
Well, the colour's good, but you said yourself the neckline's a bit tarty.
Tarty?
Well, what would you call it?
Oh, I think with a better bra, I could get away with it.
You really like that better than the green?
Oh, I don't know, Emma. What I really want is the cut of the fuchsia one, the neckline of the green and this colour.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to take all three.
What?
Have a look at them at home with my hair and makeup done. Then I'll bring back the two I don't want.
You could bring back all three afterwards if you're careful with them.
I could, couldn't I?
Well, whichever one you choose, the rest of us are going to have to up our game.
Oh, you look lovely, whatever you wear.
I wish.
So will the kids.
And you can rely on Chris and Alice.
It just leaves your dad.
And Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Mum.
Oh, look, I know he can scrub up okay, but it doesn't last with him, does it? Turn your back for 5 minutes and his shirt tail's hanging out and he's got ketchup down his front.
I told you Ed'll be fine. I promise. He won't let you down on your big day.
What, 35 years, Dad? I can't just ignore it.
Oh, Claire, he'd never forgive you if you did.
Kenton took his missus away to some swanky spa hotel for their anniversary.
Where are you going to pay for that?
I can't, can I? Every last penny has to go for the rent these days.
I've been thinking.
What?
When that Toby Fairbrother come down the cider club, he was quite taken with our single variety cider, wasn't he?
He said it weren't his thing.
Ah, but he reckon there's a market for it. Kind of thing young folks go for these days, he said.
So?
So, why don't we make up a good big batch of it, put it in fancy bottles, sell it at a premium?
Oh, he can't sell it.
Oh, come on, Eddie, there's ways and means, as you well know.
Yeah, but we've tried it before.
Not for a while, we ain't. And not in fancy bottles. And like young Toby said, there's a whole new generation of discerning drinkers out there.
But we got a miserable crop this year, Dad. Ain't enough apples for more than a couple of dozen bottles.
Well, our trees aren't the only Borchester beauties round here. There's two or three in the Brookfield orchard for a start.
Hey, that's true.
So what do you reckon?
Yeah. I'll give David a call. See if he'd like his orchard tidied up. They must be nearly over by now.
Shouldn't have thought Anisha was interested in TB testing.
No. But I am going to see Bartleby later on.
So, helping with TB tests is the price she has to pay?
Well, she said she wants to see the whole range of work the practice is involved in.
Quite keen, isn't she?
Seems to be.
You do like her, don't you?
Yes, I do. But she's quite forceful.
And that's a bad thing.
Likes to get her own way, I should think.
Don't we all?
Anyway, I thought I'd take her to the Bull for lunch after we'd done the round. Do you fancy joining us?
Oh, Elizabeth's coming over.
Well, bring her along.
Actually, I think she just wants a bit of a catch-up with me.
Right. So, you'll be glad to have me out of the way, then.
Thought there'd be a few more than this.
There's a fair few still on that tree. Needs a good shake, though.
Oh, a bit big for shaking.
Yeah, but if I climbs up there, where the trunk divides, reckon I can give them top branches a bit of a jiggle.
Well, go on, then. Shame young George in here. He'd be at the top by now.
Morning.
It's all right, missus. We got permission.
I know. David told me.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Gosh, that looks a bit hazardous.
Yeah, it's not the easiest tree to climb.
Well, it's good to know that someone's making use of the apples.
Your dad used to keep his pigs out here, didn't he?
Yes. His precious middle whites, which would chomp up all the windfalls. These days they usually just lie there and rot.
Well, we'd hope there'd be a few more than this.
You should have a word with the Snells. They've got an amazing crop of Borsetshire beauties.
Oh, yeah, they've got a couple of good big trees, haven't they?
Oh, it's a pity we didn't think of it last week when they was away.
Why don't you see if she can spare some?
I'm not on speaking terms with Linda right now. Thought this goose panto had bitten the dust, but no such luck.
Well, she's at work today.
Is she? How do you know?
There's auditions or something tonight, but it can't be till 7:30 because Linda's working.
Yeah, so she won't be home this afternoon?
Oh, oh, ow. Do be careful, Eddie.
Yeah, that's all right. Just a bit of deadwood.
We're a bit short of apples for our single variety cider, you see.
Oh, right.
Yes, what all the young folk is drinking.
Is it?
According to Toby Fairbrother.
Right. You'd better move out the way. I'm going to give this tree a shake.
Okay.
Well, that's more like it. Just look at them beauties.
Tomorrow morning.
It's just tomorrow is the only day he could manage this week, and I'd really like to get the valuation done.
I'm out first thing.
Well, what time will you be back?
I don't know. It's a farm the other side of Felpersham, and with the traffic these days.
But Denise will be there.
He'll want to talk to me, though, won't he? Can it wait till next week?
Yes, of course. It's just, the more I see of the business, the more I like it.
The TB tests didn't put you off, then?
As long as you don't expect me to do them.
You'll have to take your turn.
You'd want that written into our agreement, would you?
Absolutely.
Well, it's all rather academic until I've heard what the valuer has to say.
Now, this is Grange Farm.
Oh. Well, I thought you said these people weren't well off.
Oh, they don't own it. They're just tenants.
Beautiful house, though, isn't it?
Wait till we get closer.
There you go. Get your snouts round that lot.
Yes, all right, Deffer. It's nothing for you to worry about. You really ought to get them pigs moved.
I know what we can do.
What?
You know them turkeys we killed for Thanksgiving?
Oh, that was a waste of effort, wasn't it? Nobody was interested.
But we still got one in the freezer, ain't we?
More than one, I should say.
So why don't we do Thanksgiving for Clary, for this wedding anniversary?
How'd that work?
Get her the day off work. Treat her like a queen. Big slap-up turkey dinner in the evening.
Ah, Emma could make a pumpkin pie.
Well, Clary would like that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, oh, look, he's at a Sir Lloyd now.
And most important, it wouldn't break the bank.
Who's that with him?
What?
Well, Alistair Lloyd, look.
Oh. Afternoon.
And his new fancy woman, eh?
Bit out of his league, I'd say.
Afternoon. Hope you don't mind. I've brought along a colleague. This is Anisha Jayakodi.
Hello.
Hi.
How do you do?
She's an equine expert.
Ah.
All right, if she has a look at Bartleby.
I've heard all about him.
Did he put Deffer's back in the cage, will you?
Right, give her here. Yeah.
You keep ferrets?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. I just don't see them very often these days.
Ah, well, any rule, this is Bartleby over here.
How's the colic?
Oh, colic's cleared up, but his arthritis ain't no better.
Has he had anti-inflammatories?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and cod liver oil.
Oh?
Joe insisted.
Right. Oh, can I have a feel?
Go on.
I have offered to try steroids.
Well, we can't afford no fancy drugs, us poor tenant farmers.
Actually, there is something else we could try.
What?
It's a new treatment, but the results so far look very promising.
Yeah, what's that then?
Well, joint pain can be a sign of cartilage damage, right? And that damage is caused by substances that increase when there's inflammation. Now, one of these substances is called interleukin, or IL-1. And it is possible to treat a horse with antibodies to IL-1.
I remember reading about this. You take the horse's own blood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Hang on a minute.
We won't take much. Just a syringe full. And we incubate it for 24 hours, and that results in the release of antibodies. So then we put it in a centrifuge, spin it to separate out the antibodies, and then we inject them back into the horse, where, hopefully, they go to work on IL-1s, reduce the swelling, and ease the pain.
Oh, well, that sounds pricey.
Well, yes. But I could perhaps do it as a special introductory offer.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's a newish technique. This would be the first in the area.
Oh, so we'd be sort of pioneers, would we?
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
Is it safe?
Absolutely. All Bartleby will be getting are his own blood products. And if I take the sample today, we can start treating him later this week.
All right, then.
Great.
So you're going to be working with this fella, are you?
Possibly.
Nothing's decided yet.
Well, what are you waiting for? Snap her up before somebody else does.
Thanks for the advice, Joe.
Yeah, now, before you go sticking needles in Bartley, I'm just going to go and find him an owl.
Actually, he's right.
What?
I can easily rearrange my appointment tomorrow morning. Give your valuer a call. And let's see if we can't make a deal.
This is more like it, innit?
Ah, how come these trees crop so much better than ours or the Brookfield ones?
Llama dung.
What? From them two skinny beasts?
Joke, Dad.
Ah.
I've no idea why these trees should be so productive. But what a haul. We're going to have a trailer load by the time we're finished here.
You don't think the snails will notice all their apples is gone, do you?
Oh, we'll stick a note through the door for Robert saying thank you very much.
Ah.
Just as long as I don't have to talk to the woman about her wretched pantomime.
Well, I hear she's been going round the village twisting people's arms.
Well, she's not twisting mine.
Oh, well, she can be very persuasive.
Tell me about it. Remember the endless fuss over a blooming shepherd's hut?
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, there's no way I'm having our family involved in the promotion of anyone's Christmas geese.
Oh, Lord.
What?
I think we was misinformed.
Eh?
She's here. Linda Snell, she's just come out the house.
Oh, no.
Steel yourself, Eddie. She's heading this way.
It's not a done deal yet, but she's very keen, and Alistair likes her a lot.
Well, it sounds ideal. I mean, it's much better than selling to that outfit in Felpershire.
Oh, yes.
I'm surprised Alistair was even considering that.
Yes, well, do you want to drop more wine?
Oh, I really mustn't, Sheila. I've got to drive home.
I think I will. No classes this afternoon. He was doing it for me.
What?
Selling the business.
For you?
Well, he lost a few clients this last year, being stuck over in Pennyhasset, and... Well, I'm not saying we were staring penury in the face, but our finances were a little bit rocky.
Really?
And then I was invited to become a joint master of the hunt.
Oh, which means potentially shelling out a few grand.
Exactly. And I thought I'd have to turn it down. But then Alistair announces he's going to sell his business.
Just so you can be a hunt master?
Well, not just that. It made a lot of sense to sell up. I knew in his heart of hearts he really didn't want to. Which is why I've got all my fingers and toes crossed that the partnership with Anisha goes ahead.
Hmm. It's rather lovely, though, that he should do it for you.
Quite romantic, isn't it? And it's... Well, it's given our relationship a whole new lease of life.
I thought you'd been looking a bit happier lately.
Mm. Oh, I'm much, much happier. To be honest, things have been... Well, not terrible, but...
What, not good?
We seem to be living parallel lives with no common ground. But now, it's like we've found each other again.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, it is. And I've realised... This is going to sound so stupid. But everything I thought I felt about Richard...
Richard?
...was pure fantasy. Don't look at me like that.
You and Richard?
Well, you have to understand, Elizabeth, I really felt that Alistair and I had reached the end of the road. And then an old flame shows up, still the same kind, generous, funny man. And, well, I did develop a bit of a crush on him.
Right.
He was friendly and attentive and listened to my problems. And he bought me that lovely brooch for my birthday.
I chose that. He asked me what he should get you and...
You chose it? And there's me thinking it was a love token.
Well, who's to say it wasn't?
Oh, no, no. It was all my fevered imagination, surely.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do I know about Richard Locke's feelings?
Kirsty! Oh, good to see you.
Oh, you too. Fallon asked if I could help Emma out in the tea room. Oh.
How are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
No, it's been a while. I'm fine.
Lucky you didn't get here 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Fallon did warn me.
I drove back very slowly from Henry's school.
Are you okay? You look knackered.
Oh, sleepless night. Jack's teething. Oh. And then when I took Henry to school, I discovered that...
What?
Oh, no, it's probably nothing.
Tell me.
Well, I was talking to one of the other mums and she mentioned this little girl Daisy is having a birthday party on Saturday and she assumed Henry was going, but he hasn't been invited.
And you were expecting him to be?
Well, he and Daisy are good friends. And I know her mum slightly, although I haven't spoken to her since I got back.
So you think Henry's being given the cold shoulder because
Because his mother was charged with attempted murder,
and
yes.
Found not guilty?
Oh, well... Oh, Jack.
Oh, someone's not happy.
Oh, it's all right, darling. Mummy's here.
Am I glad to see you?
You've been like this the whole time.
Pretty much.
Shh, come on.
Let's get you indoors, shall we, and put some fresh clothes on.
Yeah. Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Phew.
Oh, was it rough?
It's not usually that bad. Jack was cranky the whole time. And Rob refused to believe it was because he was teething.
Yeah, Helen was saying he doesn't really know how to deal with babies.
He blamed the music in the tea room at first, and then it was Emma's fault for emptying the dishwasher too loudly.
Oh,
and then he accused Helen of upsetting Jack deliberately.
What?
He has no idea, no idea at all. And he won't ask for help. I could see Emma itching to get in there and take the baby from him.
Oh, poor little mite.
I was just praying the wretched man would admit he couldn't cope and leave early. But no, he was determined to sit out his allotted hour.
You deserve a medal, Tony. Dealing with him like this, week after week. Oh,
needs must, I'm afraid. Anyway, I think I'll go and do a bit of work on the foursome for an hour.
It'd be a good idea if you could delay doing this tomorrow.
For the farm walk?
Yeah, until we bring everyone up here.
Yeah, I thought of that. Moving the cattle is sort of the highlight of the day, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Seeing how they respond to the new pasture.
Anyway, the visitors, delegates, whatever you want to call them, are scheduled to arrive at 10:30 tomorrow. What's she doing up here?
Out for a bike ride? Morning, Linda!
Morning.
Oh, my goodness, it's hard work. Cycling up that track.
I should think so. It's bad enough on the quad bike. Are you looking for me?
No, Pip. Adam.
Me?
Yes, your mother said I'd find you up here.
What do you want me for?
Oh, just let me catch my breath. Oh, the fact is, I've had rather a major setback in the casting of the Christmas show.
Well, I thought you were doing a talent show now.
Why does everyone keep saying that? It's Mother Goose. Only I was relying on Kenton to take the lead. I thought he'd jump at the chance. However, he's not been returning my calls, and when I went down to the ball early this morning and finally managed to collar him, he refused, point blank, to be involved.
Well, that was a mistake.
What?
Trying to have a serious conversation with Kenton first thing in the morning.
evening, after a few drinks, that's the time to do it.
I honestly don't think the time of day would have shaken his resolve. He was adamant. Quite passionately so, actually.
Oh, dear.
Which forced me to conclude that I must look elsewhere for my lead actor. So, Adam,
Oh, no.
How would you feel about playing Mother Goose?
No way.
Oh, why not? You'd make a great dame.
And Mother Goose is not just any dame. She is the pinnacle of damedom. The Hamlet and Lear for the dame fraternity. Or should that be sorority?
Well, be that as it may, Linda, I'm not sure I find the idea of being a Kenton substitute entirely flattering.
No, not a substitute, Adam, an alternative.
And secondly,
you would bring different, and by no means inferior, qualities to the part.
Yeah, and secondly, I made it quite clear to my sisters, who have been pestering me for the past fortnight...
Ah, but Adam, things have changed.
...that I have neither the time nor the inclination to be a pantomime dame.
I have now assembled the most wonderful cast. Justin Elliott, no less, is playing the Demon Squire.
Really?
Yes, with Neil and Eddie as his comedy bailiffs.
Or Eddie Grundy?
Yes.
But he said he wanted nothing to do with it.
Oh, and that none of his family would take part, I know.
Yeah, because it was like a promo for the Fairbrothers Geese.
Which was quite a ludicrous misapprehension, of course.
Well, how did you persuade him, then?
I have my methods. Although, speaking of Fairbrothers, Toby...
What about him?
I'm told he dressed up in our goose costume for some Halloween function.
Gandamer. He was very funny.
So I've heard, repeatedly. So I wondered if he might be persuaded to do it again.
For the play? Alice already asked him.
And he declined, I know. But, Pip, I was wondering if you might prevail upon him to reconsider?
Well...
He's not exactly rushed off his feet at the moment, is he?
Okay, I'll ask him. But I can't guarantee he'll say yes.
Well, of course, it is all a bit academic, unless I can find a dame, Adam.
No, Linda, absolutely not.
There are so few men in the village with the age and the presence to carry it off. Won't you at least think about it?
I have 50 people coming here on a farm walk tomorrow. I can't think beyond that at the moment.
So if I ask you again tomorrow evening?
The answer will still be no.
Why don't you ask my dad? He'd make a brilliant dame.
He is next on my list.
He's going to be out this afternoon, but if you go now, you might just catch him.
Adam, you absolutely sure?
I'm not going to change my mind.
Right. Onward and upward.
Well, bye.
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 David's never going to do it, is he?
Not in a million years. Alice tried to persuade him last week, but at least it got Linda off your back. Now, these cattle are getting impatient.
Mm.
Are you going to give me a hand moving the fence?
Didn't you say she'll be released soon?
Another couple of weeks. And she's just had a visit from her mum and the girls. Courtney's doing fine. Kaz was so worried about her.
Was she?
Well, you know, after all that business with her dad. Poor kid just didn't understand. Oh. Well, you remember how Henry was after all that time he spent with Rob.
He barely mentions him now.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's forgotten.
Henry's doing just fine, Helen. You needn't worry on that score.
I told Kaz I'd filed for divorce.
Oh, what did she say?
About time. Yeah, she was delighted.
Aren't we all? Oh, pass me that towel, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Is Jack okay now?
Yeah, still asleep.
Oh, good.
He should have been able to sleep in this morning.
Well, Rob paid the price for insisting on seeing him so early.
It must have been horrible for you, Dad.
Oh, don't worry about me. I've been busy with the tractor. The cylinder head is now back together with a new copper gasket.
Well, I'm very pleased for you.
Nothing like it for wiping Mr. Titchener from my mind.
I wish I could.
Oh, Helen.
Don't worry, Dad, I'm fine. I'm just going to pop over to the tea room to say thank you to Emma for this morning.
So, what changed Eddie's mind in the end?
Blackmail.
What?
Linda caught him and Joe scrumping apples in her garden.
No.
They're trying to up their production of their single variety cider. Oh. And the Snells had got some Borsetshire beauty trees. So they snuck in, thinking she was at work.
Why didn't they just ask?
Oh, I suppose Eddie knew she'd put the bite on him over the panto. Mm. And he'd already had a major run-in with Alice about it.
Yeah, I heard.
Clary says he tried to persuade Linda to rename the show Mother Turkey, but she wasn't having it.
Well, there's a surprise.
Anyway, it's great that George and Kiri get to be in it after all, in my kingdom of Gooseland.
Oh, but I'm afraid Linda's lost her male lead.
Oh, who was that then?
Roy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I knew he'd back out. Far too busy with his love life.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hello again.
Is Emma around?
She's just on the phone. The bread delivery hasn't turned up.
Oh.
Can I give her a message?
Yeah. I just wanted to thank her for this morning.
Oh, she said she was coming in early. I had to take the kids to school.
And I wanted to ask her, well, perhaps you know, Susan, is Kira going to a birthday party on Saturday?
Oh, you're not still worrying about that.
Oh, you mean Daisy Sinclair's? Yes, she is.
Henry hasn't had an invitation, and well, he and Daisy are good friends. At least they used to be. She came to his party last January.
With her mum?
Yeah. And I can't help worrying that, well, he hasn't been invited because...
You mean because of the trial and everything?
I don't believe that for a moment.
Although Daisy's mum is a bit of a snob.
Yeah.
But no, Helen, it's just that you've been out of circulation for so long. And I don't suppose for a moment that Rob ever set up play dates for Henry, did he?
Probably not, no.
Play dates?
Well, even in the early days, he never liked other children coming over.
Well, there you go, then. Invite some of Henry's chums over for a play date and you'll soon get back on the circuit.
The circuit?
Oh, this is how it works these days, Kirsty. Organising your kids' social life is like a major battle plan. Emma has this great big chart on their kitchen wall.
Ah, Kirsty.
Oh, hello.
Tom said I should check with you before he agreed.
Agreed what?
To play Colin in Mother Goose.
What?
Well, you know Roy backed out.
Yes, but...
What?
Nothing. That's fine. Not a problem.
Mind you, we're not home and dry yet. I still haven't cast Mother Goose.
Oh, dear.
David Archer's just flatly refused. And unless I find a dame by the end of this week, I shall have to call the whole thing off.
Yeah, I'll do that while they're drinking their coffee.
So they'll still be down in the yard?
Yeah. I'll give them a brief outline of the day, what we're going to be doing when, etc. And then I'll introduce you.
Do you want me to say anything?
Not at that stage, unless you want to.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I should be quaking in my boots.
Why?
Oh, come on, Adam. Well, there's going to be nearly 50 of them, which means they've got, like, 1,000 years of agricultural experience between them.
Yeah, but they don't know about mob grazing, and you do.
Even so.
But anyway, then we'll get them sitting on the trailer.
Oh, have you got that set up with the straw bales?
No, not yet. No, I'll do that this afternoon. We'll bring them up here, you can do your spiel, and then we'll move the cattle.
And what happens then?
Well, I'm going to dig a couple of holes this afternoon, which I'm hoping, fingers crossed, will show how the soil has improved.
Have you got any soil analysis figures?
It's a bit early, to be honest. I mean, yes, the figures show a small increase in organic matter, but it's not exactly definitive.
It needs another couple of years, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. But I'm hoping just showing them the soil profile will be enough.
Lots of worms is what we want.
You any good at worm charming?
Hey, no, that would be cheating. No, but I mean, it's just the fact that so many people are coming.
That's encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, it gives you real confidence. Well, that this trial matters, that it really is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just hope this event will help Brian to see it that way.
Toby? Toby?
What?
Oh, you're not still in bed.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the milking.
No, I've done it. It doesn't take that long now.
Oh, so, are you coming back to bed?
Oh, it's 8:30. I'm supposed to be over at Home Farm at 9:00.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
So, what are you going to be doing today?
I have a look at updating the Ambridge Aerial Films website.
Oh, can you sort something out for supper?
Yep, sure.
And not another takeaway, please.
But the big event today is going to be tasting the new batch of gin.
No, Toby, the big event today is me doing a presentation to 50 farmers about mob grazing.
It's not just you, though, is it?
What do you mean?
You've got Adam and your dad there to back you up.
Yeah.
And it's not as if your future depends on it, whereas mine depends absolutely on gin.
Who's that you were talking to?
Dave Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's compensated for losing his hair by growing that beard.
I'd never have recognised him.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise to see him here. I wouldn't have thought this was his kind of thing.
No, he was always a bit of a Luddite, wasn't he?
Morning!
Alice!
Hiya.
Why aren't you at work?
I've taken the morning off to be here.
Why?
Well, why not?
Well, it's not what you'd call high-tech.
About the future of farming, though, isn't it?
Well, that's debatable.
And I like to keep an open mind.
Well, I'm beginning to regret being quite so open-minded about no-till drilling.
Oh, here we go.
Have you seen the state of Whiteacre?
Always teething problems with new technologies, Dad.
Well, I wish I'd waited till the teething problems had been sorted before shelling out for that fancy bit of kit. Which reminds me, Adam, when we take these people up to the herbal lakes...
We're not going anywhere near Whiteacre, don't worry.
What's so funny?
You care so much about what other farmers think.
He's told me at least 15 times not to take them past Whiteacre.
I have not. Oh, look, is that Peter Wallace? I wouldn't have thought this was his sort of thing either. Look, excuse me. Peter, long time no see.
I get the impression Dad's heart is not in this event.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, well, let's hope he can keep his opinions to himself.
When did he ever do that?
Don't be nervous.
I'm petrified.
Oh, come on. You're used to addressing crowds of people.
No, I'm not.
What? Open Farm Sunday?
That's just Joe Public. This lot of professionals who are going to ask searching questions about statistics and soil analysis.
No. I know half of them, and they're just regular guys having a day out. And the stuff about soil structures, you can leave to Adam.
Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, a friendly face. Thank heavens.
Why? What's up?
Oh, last-minute attack of nerves.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Of course she will. Oh, by the way, Alice, I had a visit from Linda yesterday, trying to persuade me to play Mother Goose.
No, nothing to do with me.
But didn't you...
I think you should do it, Dad.
No way.
You'd be great.
I wash my hands of Mother Goose. I was only trying to help with the casting because Kate couldn't be bothered to get off her backside. But Linda thinks Kate can do no wrong.
Seriously?
Yeah, so I'm getting blamed for the whole thing ending up a shambles.
That's not fair.
Tell me about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please.
Looks like we're making a start.
Welcome to Home Farm. I'm Adam Macy, and may I say how delighted I am that so many of you have turned out this morning, and that the weather is being so kind to us. Now, as many of you will know, in early 2015, Ambridge suffered a disastrous flood. And one of the consequences was serious soil erosion in parts of this farm, which got me thinking about how the structure of our soil has been degraded over the years, perhaps because we've been giving it too much of a hammering. So we've been interested in how we might start to improve things.
Oh dear, I think Dad's about to explode.
So, last year, we planted herbal leys. And since the early summer of this year, they've been mob-grazed by a herd of cattle, overseen by my neighbour, Pip Archer, over there.
Stick your hand up, Pip.
Hello, everyone.
She'll tell you all about that side of the experiment. But, as I said, the long-term aim is to raise the organic matter content of the soil so that it will have the resilience to withstand floods, drought, and whatever else the changing climate may throw at it.
And won't need so many expensive inputs.
Yeah, absolutely. Better soils mean reduced costs and increased profits. So what's not to like? Anyway, if you'd all like to make your way to the tractor and trailer over there, we'll take you up to the herbal lays.
The cattle have got used to it now, and they don't seem to mind being bunched together in a fairly small area. From the very start, they took to the mixed species lays. They can choose what they want. Some Americans call it a salad bar for cows, and they love it. And as it's rather later in the morning than I usually move them, you can see they've chomped up pretty much everything in their current pasture. Plus, there's a fair bit of trampling, which is good. It's material for the soil microbes to get working on. Now, they're getting a bit impatient, so I'd better let them through. So I'll take down this section of the fence. There we are. Come on, come on.
Oh, there they go. They can't wait.
That's a great sight.
Oh, look at that one, kicking up its heels.
Yeah, they're certainly in good shape. Pip's done well.
And ladies and gentlemen, while the cattle tuck into their somewhat delayed breakfast, could I draw your attention to the pasture they've just vacated, which now boasts, as you'll see, a splendidly regular distribution of cow paths. And with such a good dose of manure, the grasses will quickly recover.
Well done, love.
Oh, am I glad that's over.
Oh, it was great.
Honestly?
Perfect. It was concise, to the point, and I heard every word.
Phew.
Right, well, I must love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Oh. Got to get to work.
Oh, well, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, I'm glad I did. I'll see you.
See ya.
Bye.
Now, if you'll follow me over this way, we'll take a look at the previous day's pasture, where I've dug a hole. And you'll be able to see how, even after this short time, the combination of deep-rooted herbs and regular manure has already had a beneficial effect on the soil structure. And if you don't believe me, there's another hole across the lane in that wheat field, so you can see what the soil used to be like.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I recommend the smoked ham and cheddar.
You're a connoisseur of sandwiches, are you?
Oh, yes.
I think I'll go for the chicken salad. Surprised you weren't there this morning.
Where?
Pip's presentation.
Oh, did you go?
Yeah, she was very good.
Well, cows are not really my thing.
But you could have offered her a bit of moral support.
Yeah, her dad was going to be there, wasn't he? And I'm not exactly his favourite person.
Ah.
Anyway, I'm going to cook her a special meal tonight.
Mm, a special meal of... sausages, oven chips, and baked beans.
I have many talents, but I have to confess, cooking is not one of them.
Anyway, I must get to work.
Although, talking of my many talents, I thought you'd be pleased to know that Pip's persuaded me that I owe it to the village.
What?
To play the goose, Priscilla, in the Christmas show.
Yeah, nothing to do with me anymore, Toby. I have washed my hands of the whole thing.
Well, they were all very polite about it.
You didn't think their enthusiasm was sincere?
Well, some of them, yes. But I heard a few sceptical comments about your soil profiles.
Like what?
Well, that there wasn't much difference between the two.
Well, it's early days. If they come back next year...
Yeah, and the one in the arable field looked perfectly okay.
That's a matter of opinion.
Sorry it took me so long.
Ah.
Had to listen to Jolene giving chapter and verse about their trip.
Oh, have they been away?
Well, just on a short break for their anniversary. To what sounds like some wildly expensive luxury hotel and spa.
They must be doing well.
Yeah. Anyway, cheers, Adam. Here's to a very successful farm walk.
Yeah. Oh, cheers.
Yeah, well done, you.
You thought it went all right, did you?
Yeah, it was great. Amazing turnout. A lot of enthusiasm. And I thought the Q&A was terrific. Lots of really thoughtful, intelligent questions.
Which Brian interprets as profound scepticism.
I didn't say that.
Well, obviously, the one or two weren't convinced, but the feeling I got was that that people are really taking on board the basic message that we need to do something about the state of our soils.
And you don't think you were just preaching to the converted?
How do you mean?
Well, the people who came today weren't exactly representative of the agricultural industry as a whole.
Of course they weren't.
They were a small, self-selected minority.
Yeah, but a growing minority. I bet if you'd done this a year ago, you wouldn't have pulled in half that number.
Yeah, and there were some people, like Dave Reynolds, for instance. He used to be a real climate change sceptic.
He lost his brains along with his hair then.
And he was saying just how worried he was about the degradation of the soil on his farm.
You're not convinced.
Well, of course we need to look after the soil. It's a bit like wind turbines, isn't it?
Hey?
All very worthy, but it won't keep the lights on.
Your point being?
Deep-rooted herbs and mob grazing aren't going to fix the global climate, Adam.
It was brilliant, Toby. You should have been there.
No, bad idea.
No, it would have helped you understand why I get such a buzz out of farming.
Your dad would have been breathing fire in my direction and it would have ruined your day.
He was in a really good mood.
He wouldn't have been if I'd been there. Now, stick your nose in that.
This is the new batch?
Yeah. No, don't taste, just smell.
Mmm, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Sort of green leaves and hay and a hint of rosemary, is it?
Okay, now take a little sip.
Well, you get sort of a lingering aftertaste of... I don't know what it is.
But good?
Oh, very, very good. Oh, it's coming through quite strongly, though.
No, I know, but give me a glass. The botanicals need to be fairly dominant to compete with the tonic and everything, otherwise they just disappear.
Have you been sampling this all afternoon?
I'm not drunk, Pip. I'm just excited. I really think I've cracked it this time. There, have a taste of that.
Oh, well, it's very nice, but... Oh, not yet. No, I'm still getting it. That hint of sort of green herbs.
Yay!
It is lovely.
Ah, who'da man?
You'da man.
This is it, Pip. This is what's going to make my fortune.
Oh, hang on a minute.
The potential market is huge, and it's there all year round, which is more than you can say for Christmas geese.
Don't get carried away.
Why not?
Oh, just because you and I think it's really nice, it doesn't mean other people will like it.
But we have such good taste.
Yes, but neither of us is a regular gin drinker.
Okay, so I need to try it on some more people. Who do we know?
Well, my Auntie Lillian is the expert.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
No, the only thing is, Toby, you'll need to be really, really careful who you try it out on. I don't want the family to find out yet. It'll be so nice to tell them once we're sure it's going to be a viable business.
When you say your family, does that include your Uncle Kenton?
Why don't you just leave it to the removal men?
Oh, I don't trust them with a good crockery.
Don't bother with that thing.
What?
That casserole dish.
Oh, it has seen better days, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's something Helen bought.
So what should I do with it?
Well, just leave it.
Oh, we should have a box for the charity shop.
It's a bit late for that.
Maybe the removal men have got a spare box.
For heaven's sake, Mother, just put it back in the cupboard.
Well, we can't just abandon it.
Why not?
Because you have to leave this house exactly as you found it.
No, I don't.
Otherwise, your landlady may refuse to return your deposit.
She wouldn't dare.
I'm sure you'll find it's written into your rental agreement.
Mother, Usha Franks is evicting me for reasons of completely unjustified prejudice.
I know she is.
So as far as I'm concerned, our rental agreement is null and void, and I have no intention of doing her any favours.
Oh, but is it really worth getting into an argument?
Look, I am leaving before the end of my notice period. She's getting 2 weeks' rent that she's not entitled to, so I'm not going to let her start quibbling about the deposit,
Oh, whoops.
Oh, sorry.
No, my fault. In too much of a hurry, as usual.
It's okay. No damage done.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, we don't usually see you in Ambridge.
Well, I'm here often enough. All my family live here.
Yes, of course. Actually, I've been meaning to give you a call.
Really?
Yeah, you make wine, don't you?
What?
At Lower Loxley. I'm sure I've drunk the odd bottle, and very nice it was too.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. It certainly sells pretty well.
And you started the business?
It was my late husband, actually.
And now it's a flourishing brand?
Well, why do you want to know, Toby?
I'm doing a bit of research into the market for artisan wines and spirits.
Oh, right.
I just went to the pub to pick Kenton's brain, but he's not there, unfortunately.
Oh, isn't he? Oh, I was going to pop in and see him.
Yeah, back about 5:30, Jolene said.
Oh, OK.
So, could I pick your brain instead?
Sorry?
About your marketing strategy, how you and,
And Nigel.
Yeah, how you and Nigel got the wine business up and running.
Well, yes, okay, but not now. I'm on my way to see my mum.
Oh, tell you what, you said you were going to drop in to see Kenton, right? Mm-hmm. So if you come to the pub at about 6 o'clock...
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Linda, I wanted to ask. This evening, there's supposed to be a read-through, right, of Mother Goose?
I sincerely hope so, Toby. I do still have one major casting problem.
But you won't need me tonight, will you?
Well, of course I shall.
But it's a read-through.
Yes, and?
And Priscilla doesn't have any lines.
Toby, the goose may not speak, but she does communicate.
What, like honk?
And what she communicates is a vital part of the story.
Okay. Yep.
So, I expect you to attend whenever I require you.
Okay, okay.
And if you're going to be half-hearted about it, then I'm sorry, but you have no place in this production.
No, I'll be a good boy, I promise. Anyway, mustache, hope to see you later.
Me?
At 6 o'clock in the pub. Bye.
Oh, dear. I have very little faith in that young man.
You're not the only one.
Mind you, unless I can persuade someone to play Mother Goose...
But...
I was pinning my hopes on persuading Kenton to change his mind, but he's out this afternoon.
But didn't Toby just say it's your first read-through tonight?
Yes.
And you still haven't cast the lead?
Oh. Do you know, it's at times like this, Elizabeth, that I really miss Nigel.
I'm sure.
He'd have stepped into the breach, no questions asked.
He'd have jumped at it.
Hello?
Lillian?
Yeah?
It's Toby Fairbrother.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Would you happen to be free at about 6 o'clock?
Why?
To come to the Bull for a drink.
This is very sudden. What on earth for?
Well, more than that, I can't at the moment say.
Is this some stunt for children in need?
No, absolutely not. It's a thoroughly grown-up thing, and I'm reliably informed by Pip that you are the only person in Ambridge with the necessary expertise.
Expertise? Me?
Yes.
Don't believe I have expertise in anything.
Oh, but you do. Please say you'll come.
Well, I...
It will only take half an hour of your time, at most. Although, once you know what's involved, you may decide to stay longer.
Well, how can I resist an offer like that?
Jolene was telling me all about your anniversary treat. Sounds like you had a great time.
Oh, amazing. Far too short.
I wouldn't have thought a spa hotel was your kind of thing.
Well, neither did I before we went. But there is a lot to be said for just lying around and having various minions wait on you hand and foot.
Oh, it sounds heavenly.
And the hotel was fantastic. It was like Grey Gables with knobs on.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'd love to get away even for just a couple of days.
So do it.
Can't spare the time.
Yes, you can.
And anyway, it wouldn't be much fun on my own.
Well, you've got friends that you can go with, surely. What about Richard Locke?
What?
You and he seem to be getting on pretty well these days.
Not that well.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, go with Shula, then.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, why not? Have you fallen out?
No. Oh, no, of course not. Well, it's just she and Alistair, they've got a lot on at the moment.
Oh.
Anyway, what's this about you and Mother Goose?
Oh, don't. I'm being stalked by Linda Snell. Jolene said she came around again this afternoon.
Yeah, I bumped into her.
Oh, the woman won't leave me alone. I've taken to hiding in the cellar whenever I see her coming.
Why don't you want to be in the panto?
Honestly, I can do without the hassle. You know, I came back from the spa feeling more relaxed than I've felt in years. I've discovered the pleasure of just kicking back and letting the world come to me.
Being lazy, you mean?
You can call it that if you like. I don't care.
Well, Linda's getting desperate.
Yeah, well, not my problem.
Removal men gone?
Yes. They'll send you an invoice next week.
Well, when I went to the vicarage to drop off the keys to Blossom Hill, I saw Usha's car in the drive, so I knocked on the door.
And she was there?
Yes, she was indeed, so I suggested she might like to arrange to return my deposit straight away.
And she agreed?
Well, somewhat unwillingly. She insisted that she needed to inspect the property.
Well, I'm glad she didn't. It was far from pristine when we left. When we took the rug up, there were still bloodstains on the carpet.
I can hardly be held responsible for those.
No, of course not.
And she wanted to do an inventory of the contents.
It was let to you unfurnished. There weren't any contents.
Yeah, exactly. But the woman is a solicitor, so she was never going to concede anything without an argument.
But you talked her around.
Hmm. No, she's doing it this afternoon. Foot in the door can be very persuasive.
Oh, Robert, sometimes you remind me so much of your father.
Yeah. So, Home Sweet Home, what do you think?
It's very nice. Light and airy. I love the high ceilings.
Yeah, rather more my style than Blossom Hill Cottage, I have to say. It may have been picturesque, but it was undeniably pokey.
Well, you're certainly not short of space here. Though, do you really need three bedrooms?
Well, not at the moment, no. But when I regain custody of Henry and Gideon, I want them to have a bedroom each.
Yes, 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 all right. All right, I'll speak to you soon. Oh, dear.
Problems?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just Justin and I had a disagreement. Basically, I was very unhappy when he offered Rob Titchener a job.
Well, you're not the only one.
And then he got ratty with me when I refused to let one of my properties to the wretched man. Anyway, we agreed to disagree, to let the matter rest, but ever since, oh, I don't know, we end up arguing about trivial things.
It's funny, isn't it, when you think you know someone and then you discover that you really don't.
Sorry about that. Just had to change a barrel.
It's all right, darling. No sign of young Mr. Fairbrother, yeah?
You know, actually, I should be getting home.
Oh, no, don't rush off.
Oh, I thought you'd been invited to this, whatever it is.
Well, not really. I mean, Toby said something about 6 o'clock in the pub. And...
Oh, talk of the devil!
Sorry. I was trying to persuade Pip to come down, but she preferred the company of a poorly cow. I'm so glad to see you, Lillian. Oh, and Elizabeth, you came.
Well, I didn't come specially. I haven't made it home yet.
What's this about?
Could you oblige me, Kenton, with some straight glasses? Where's Jolene?
Well, someone has to stay behind the bar.
Isn't there anyone else?
Well, these do.
Perfect. And could you bring that ice bucket over?
Okay.
Oh, is this a wine tasting?
Not exactly.
Here you go.
Now, I'm going to pour you each a little bit of this, and I want you to smell it before you taste.
Uh-huh. Can you guarantee it's not poisonous?
Absolutely. I've drank loads, and I can assure you the effects are entirely beneficial. Right, there you go.
My area of expertise, I should have guessed.
Oh, it's not just gin, though, is it?
Mm, tastes like gin.
Mm. No, there's something else, sir. A sort of whiff of hedgerow.
Yeah, that's the point. This is not just any old gin. This is infused with a combination of local herbs. So this is a genuine Borsetshire gin.
Mm. Can we try it with some tonic?
Of course. Let me just top up your glasses. Now, help yourselves to ice. And here's the tonic.
Did you distill this yourself?
I did.
Is that legal?
It will be.
You mean it's not now?
Not yet.
You're serving moonshine in our pub?
No.
We could be arrested for that.
It will be legal very shortly,
oh,
I promise.
Oh, will it?
It's just I wanted to make sure I'd got something saleable before
get that
I
bottle off the table. No, Toby, off
okay,
the table.
Okay, don't panic.
Don't panic? It only needs Harrison Burns to walk through that door, and that's our licence up the Swanee.
Okay.
Oh, no, can I just have a little top-up?
No, Lillian, no. And if anyone asks, you bought those drinks from me, OK? Now, quickly, and the tonic.
OK.
Kenta!
Yeah! Oh, Linda, hello.
I'm so sorry. Am I interrupting something?
No.
Jolene said she thought you were having some kind of meeting.
No, really. It's nothing.
No, we were just having a quiet drink.
Yeah, exactly.
And very nice it is, too. Cheers, Toby.
Lillian.
What?
Can I get you anything, Linda?
No, thank you. I just wanted a quiet word.
What about?
Mother Goose.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you going to play the dame?
No. I've told you, Linda,
Really should. You'd make a fabulous dame.
Yes, of course he would.
No way.
But I'm going to be your good fairy.
And I'm your goose.
Oh, say you'll do it, Kenton.
No.
We'll have such a laugh.
You would be brilliant.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
And you know in your heart of hearts you want to.
I do not.
Kenton, Ambridge needs you.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The village wants a traditional pantomime to celebrate Christmas in our newly restored village hall. And without you, it's simply not going to happen. Sorry, Toby.
It's all right. It's not broken.
Oh, good darling. I'd hate to think of that delicious stuff going to waste.
What's that?
It's nothing.
Just my attempt at a local...
No, all right. Linda, all right.
What?
I'll do it.
You'll be Mother Goose?
Yes, I will be your Mother Goose.
Oh.
Happy now?
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.